Watcher, it's Mike Wynn and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz and Joy of Joys. This week sees the release of a new Duke Ellington album, a previously unreleased concert in Rotterdam.
And now, Cat Anderson. Cat Anderson, of course, sometimes on the Dakota in Paris, is Marcel Lachat. In Mexico City, El Gato. Cat Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, El Gato. El Gato, Cat Anderson.
And that's from the later of two concerts on November the 7th, 1969 in Rotterdam. This new CD includes all of the second concert and, barely containing my excitement, Ellington played with a quartet at an after-party do that evening, which Storyville hope to also release in the future. What really surprises me is that anything by Ellington can remain unreleased for close on 50 years, knowing that I'm far from the only Ellington collector. And that was, as the Duke kindly told us, El Gato, featuring Cat Anderson. When El Gato was premiered at the Newport Jazz Festival in July 58, it featured solos by all the trumpeters in the band. Here, it was only the Cat. But with some great section work by all the trumpets in the background. Yes, we will hear more from this new album in later weeks. Here's someone I saw just last week. The Brit Frank Harrison on piano, leading his own trio in November 2005 on Eden Arbez's song Nature Boy, which was a big hit for Nat King Cole. We've talked before about the extraordinary Eden Arbez, so I won't repeat it now, other than suggesting if you don't know the story, it's well worth a quick Google. Aidan O'Donnell bass, Stephen Keogh drums, recorded rather oddly in Italy. The album is called First Light. And next, we'll have another trumpet-led live number. It's a poor sound system, but it's an historic recording. I'm gonna go to bed. From the Olympia in Paris, October the 11th, 1960, the 9 p.m. second concert of the evening, with over 2,000 in the audience at both concerts. The label, admirably called Paris Jazz Concert, has interesting liner notes. It claims Miles didn't turn his back on the audience. He even smiled a couple of times, but didn't utter a single word. Apparently, and here I quote those liner notes, the inner lyricism of the phrasing, combined with the new sonic plenitude of a trumpet suddenly freed from the meditative constraints which Miles has hitherto imposed on it. But, then again, you already knew that. This is a stunning quintet. Miles' trumpet, he said rather unnecessarily. Sonny Stitt on tenor, replacing John Coltrane, who'd left a few months earlier. Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb drums. By the way, the 7 p.m. first concert is also available on Paris Jazz Concert for completists like me. Back to Italy again. Thank you. supporters just one of those things, written for the 1935 musical Jubilee, and the song had the distinction of being sung by Doris Day in two of her films, also by Maurice Chevalier in Can-Can. Here in Rome in July 2002, it's been recorded by Stefano Balani on piano with Ares Tavolazzi bass and Walter Pauli drums. I really ought to play you Balani's much-acclaimed version of Nature Boy, but we've already had a version of that, so it'll have to wait for another programme. So far this week, we've had a trumpet-led band followed by piano-based drums, and then we repeated it, so we need a change, a complete change. Is this really jazz? Yes. One of our fave songs, Over the Rainbow, here given its full title of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. That was banjoist Sean Moises, I think that's how you pronounce it, M-O-Y-S-E-S. It's mostly banjo music, except, of course, on Over the Rainbow. He's helped out on the other songs on the album by his sister Haley on violin and Clive Fenton, sousaphone and tuba, and Graham Collicott, drums. It's a fun album. From one fave song to another. Thank you. interesting arrangement of Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust and more trumpet. This version features the two Bookers, Booker Little on trumpet and Booker Irvin, tenor. Booker Little died in October 61 when still only 23, but during his short life worked with Max Roach, Coltrane, Eric Dolphy, Abbey Lincoln, Slide Hampton, and was being touted as the possible successor to the wonderful Clifford Brown. He was, without doubt, the real thing. This August 1960 recording was from a live gig at MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Teddy Charles vibes, Mal Waldron piano, Addison Farmer bass, Ed Shaughnessy drums. The other Booker, Irwin, inherited his father's trombone. Irwin Sr. played with Buddy Tate, but Jr. switched to the tenor while serving in the US Air Force. Shame these two Bookers didn't get the chance to play more together, as their styles complemented each other wonderfully. Time for our first vocal of the week. It is a vocal, eventually, and I'll give you the title so that the intro makes sense. Slow Hot Wind.
His gaze swept over me like a slow hot wind. Someday it's too warm to fight a slow hot wind. Shade like a cool drink waiting he sat with slow fire in his eyes just waiting. Someday it's too hard to fight a slow hot wind.
Live at the Village Vanguard in New York, September 2000. The singer is Mary Stallings, who made her first recording at the age of 11. She had a great career with some notable big bands and then took pretty much all of the 70s off. And after 10 years away from music, designing clothes and raising a family, she went to a Dizzy Gillespie gig, and Diz recognised her in the audience and invited Mary onto the stage to sing with him. And she's been full-time ever since then. That was Slow Hot Wind, with quiet backing from Eric Reed on piano, even quieter from Ron Blake on tenor, Vincente Archer bass, Carl Allen drums. It's the Cornet next. Yes, it's Nat Adderley. Thank you. Adderley was so often the sideman to his older brother Cannonball, and always in some very exciting bluesy quintets. But here it's Nat who's front and centre, and Cannonball in the supporting role. This MRC LP is called To the Ivy League. Nat Cornett, Cannonball alto, Junior Mance piano, Sam Jones bass, and Charles Specs Wright on drums. Recorded in New York, July 56. Nat would have been 23 at the time of the recording of Rattler's Groove, named apparently after Nat's college football team. The team's mascot was a rattlesnake, so they were called the Florida Rattlers. Groove needs no explanation. Compare and contrast that boppish number with this. It does get a bit avant-garde-ish. I think we can safely file that under different. The album is called The Orchestrion Project and was recorded in a vacant church, St. Elias, in Brooklyn, New York. Pat Metheny had taken his solo Orchestrion Project on a year-long world tour, and this recording was at the very end of that year. That number was a version of Ornette Coleman's 8081 Broadway Blues as an improvisation, recorded 2012. Amazingly, that was a solo piece with Metheny playing everything in sight. Listening back to this album, it seems impossible for it to be a solo work, but the liner notes are insistent. There are, though, such things as, quote, custom fabricated acoustic mechanical instruments, and even a robotic Angeli guitar. Matheny even blows into bottles. Interesting, but time for us to get back to our preferred jazz.
Thank you.
Coming Home, Baby, recorded in June 2008. A new name for the show, Aaron Hike on alto. Seattle-born, but now living in New York. He's done huge amounts of session work with almost every singer you've ever heard of, from Barbara Streisand to Carly Simon to Paul Simon, Springsteen, Elton John, and so on. So he does cover many styles. Here he's backed by the dreadfully named Romantic Jazz Trio, John DeMartino on piano, Boris Kozlow bass, and Willie Martinez drums. The album's called Europe, despite all of them being Americans. The cover photo shows a lovely old European city, and very much in the foreground, a macho young man in a sleeveless t-shirt, astride a scooter. Maybe it's how the Japanese Venus label sees us Europeans. And next, the Jackie McLean compo, Minor Apprehension. Apprehension Sounds like Cold Feet to me. Minor Apprehension was originally titled Minor March, which is much more positive. Peter Zak on piano is the leader on this Jan 2007 recording. Paul Gill bass and Quincy Davis drums. Now, Later. The song was called Later, and it was written by Eddie Allen, the trumpeter and flugelhornist, who is the leader of the swinging quintet. It's another on the Japanese Venus label. This was recorded in New York. In fact, I can't remember one single Venus recording session that wasn't in New York, but they always have a smattering of Japanese producers and engineers. This is September 93. Donald Harrison was on alto, Kenny Barron piano, Rufus Reed bass, and Eddie's brother Carl again on drums. Both of the Allen boys attended the William Paterson University in Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And our closer this week is Ellington's Heaven, seldom recorded away from the Duke's sacred concerts, and this is a wonderfully evocative 2000 recording by Charles Lloyd on tenor, John Abercrombie on guitar, Brad Meldow piano, Larry Grenadier bass, and Billy Higgins drums. This ECM album is called The Water Is Wide, and to quote, "The water is wide, I cannot cross over, neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and I will row my love and I." Heaven indeed. Thank you. As always, I really hope you've enjoyed this somewhat sideways glance along the shelves of my record collection. I equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.